Shemuel
Bot.
We started yesterday with learning the halachas of cosmetics and toothpaste. I looked up a few things actually today. So first, let's just make a quick circle. So we learned really all the skincare, Nivea hand cream, all these moisturizers, Vaseline, moisturizer, sun creams, are all problematic. And I said, because all these things are something which are meant to be a cream, they're smeared onto a person's hands, and therefore it's problematic. Unless a person's chole kolah guf, his mummy's not well, he's confined to bed or something like that, he's got a heta of a chole kolah guf, then he's allowed to dab it on. But again, he mustn't smear it. He's allowed to dab it on and just leave it. Then we spoke about, I checked out this thing about, actually interesting yesterday, about putting wax on braces or on this dental floss, just not this tooth. I mean, just be mucked in, because I think we started this yesterday, we must be doing so well. There's a locha that a person on Yom Tov, is Nogeya to Yom Tov, a person wants to put a candle into his candelabra. Is he allowed to put the candle over fire, so it makes it wet at the bottom, and then stick it down to the candelabra? Is that a problem?
Yeah.
What's the problem? So it's interesting. So the Ma'aseh, I just find this over here. The Oracle Shabbos, the Sif Chav Zayin, the Chav Ches. Ein lecham b'yom tov ne'er. Your person shouldn't warm up a ne'er on Yom Tov. Amanos la'av b'ikoy le'pamut. In order to put it into your candelabra. He brings it to the bottom of here. The Mogen Avraham writes from the Sefer Knesset Gedoyla that the Knesset Gedoyla held just to put a fire to it, make it soft, and then stick it down into the candelabra. It's ready also as a machik. For the Mogen Avraham, that's not do a machik. The machik is you smooth something. Just to make it a bit moist and then push it down, that's not do a machik. So the Mogen Avraham is choylik on what's called it, he says there's no machik there at all. The only problem is that the Mogen Avraham masculine, it's also to do because we're scared that if you put it in your candelabra, you're going to maneuver it, but you're going to move it a bit to get it into the right position. And therefore it's also. So I was based, I think, on this, and I said to you, Lechoyle, that some of these people who've got a tooth, which falls out. I told you, someone told me a few weeks ago, someone was eating by his house. He was venting shyly in the middle of eating. And what happened was, his tooth fell out. And it's one of these teeth, actually, which are glued in. This tooth was not glued in. This had to go to a professional to be put back in. So it fell out on the table there. It wasn't very pleasant, actually. So the nicer to move it out the table is a gruffial rape, but it wasn't very pleasant. You want to know if you could carry it home. Was it muksa? Is it muksa? So that's a big shaila in Hilchos Muksa. In Muksa, something which breaks off an item and the main item is usable, that's called Mukhon Agav Imoy, is not Muksa. So here, Baruch Hashem, the person is usable. The rest is not usable. Yeah. So the thing came off. The patch is not Muksa. The only thing is the Tosfos really which says that if you need a professional to put it back on again, that could be worse. That's a bit of an interesting question. Here we're talking about, this is an interesting question. This is what happens to many people, not many people, people have got this, is the tooth that it sets into your mouth. That means every day you have a little paste, you stick the tooth into a bit of paste, and then you stick the tooth into your little slot between your teeth. So the Chayra, I was showing Sula, that's very similar to the candle, which should be also. That's what Fatsa, that's not Doma, because here it's a very narrow slot, and therefore it just goes in, you don't have to maneuver it, and therefore that case is Takamuta. It's Takamuta, this case.
If you have found
out
the
Shabbat,
it should be same with the
bottom on exactly
which
you said. It's Mukhan Agalimun, same thing. It's Mukhan
Agalimun,
that's the head of Mukhan Agalimun. What?
The bottom is
Mukhan. No, that's also Pasha Heta. It's the same head with the button, unless we're showing this on the timing, as if the button's not able to go back again. I mean, if it's a cheap button, a shirt button, so you're not going to put it back in, use another one. Then it could be, it's a problem, Taka. But if it's
very much. It's
called Mukhan Agavimun. That is the classic example. That's the classic example of some shoe mutter. Because it's Mukhan Agavimun. Since the begging is good, and you're going to put it back onto the beggar, that's called Mukhan Agavimun.
I'm
very close to that. No. By a leg of a thing which is easy to do, that we're worried about, you might stick it back on again. But you're a good sewer, most people, so it's not so. No, it's an expensive item, this tooth. You've got to throw it away if it comes out. No, it's not a normal tooth, it's a tooth that's specially made like this. Who are doing with braces? The same thing with braces, people do this with braces as well. It's got a bit of glue on, you wear wax, you stick it on. Same thing, the mice say it's also no problem with tofu there because it's only a very temporary thing, it comes out every day. Maybe that's much to do on Shabbos Taka, that's much to do. You can't make the paste on Shabbos, if it's there ready, you're allowed to do it. It was about using toothpaste. And someone came to me after the shiur, they said, the one was matted toothpaste. I must tell you, we've always had this shaila, and this goes right through the Hilchos Moareach. You must realize the whole thing of this with creams is a big chiddush. Because I ask you, when you put your cream on your hand, are you interested how smooth it is? You're not really, you don't really care. I mean, you just wanted to go over, you don't care how smooth it is. It's a chiddush. The maisa.
Well,
yeah, I mean, also, it just doesn't make a difference. It takes a bit longer to go in. It doesn't have an even surface. The maisa, the poskim don't allow it. The Rosh Hashanah brings down this horror. But the bottom line is that this is not a heter. And therefore, in toothpaste, even though you're not mamish, it goes everywhere and smooth out evenly. The poskim do not like, generally, because Moshe, many other poskim hold, one should not use toothpaste on Shabbos. To use it without toothpaste, we said. So if your gums bleed easily, then it's a problem of shaykhut. If they don't bleed, you can use a dry toothbrush, but a wet toothbrush is a problem of schita. To use dental floss, that's a string which goes in between the again, if your gums are very likely to bleed from it, you shouldn't use it. If not, then there's no problem. But again, you can't cut, obviously you can't cut the size. The shayla machata to cut that string to size, but you could use that string, a toothpick. A person wants to use a toothpick, he's got something stuck in between. Again, that's partially also, but it's not mukach, it's going to bleed, and therefore that is all mutter to use. That's what we said really more or less yesterday. Mouthwash, and we finished off with a mouthwash, and we said a mouthwash. To use a mouthwash on Shabbos, to make a mouthwash yourself, actually, he brings over here, the Urcha Shabbos, your mama speaks about the show actually, about making a mouthwash. He's not so happy with it, because the mama's what he said, a moly drea. To make a mouthwash on Shabbos, it means you've got water, and you pour the mouthwash into the water to make the water smell nice, and then you gargle it. That is the problem of moly drea on the water. You should not do that on Shabbos. If you put the thing straight into your mouth, you put the mouthwash straight into your mouth, then that's no problem. There's no moided ruach on Gufa Adam, and therefore that is more to do. That's more or less what we said yesterday, and that's it. One other thing I want to say is that some people have got very dry lips. So if it's already chapped, it's already got cracks in it there, so to put liquid on it, these chapstick, whatever it's called, that is problematic. That's refuah. If a person feels his lips are dry, but he's got no problem with his lips yet, to put oil in that is mutter, because there's no issa of refuah before this happened. It's only when there's a problem then to put refuah is awesome. If his lips are just drying, he feels very dried out, but they haven't actually started cracking yet, there's nothing wrong with putting some oil on the lips. That's no problem of refuah. Okay. Now, the question tonight was spreading peanut butter on your challah. Oh. Is there a problem? So this is an interesting shayla, actually, so I must tell you what's going here. This is a remor in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. What's the problem? Pashtus, what you're doing is you're smoothing. You're taking the peanut butter out of the thing. That's right, quite right. Butter would be the same problem, yeah? Butter, peanut butter, all this would be the same problem. Suppose it takes a butter. Yeah? What?
Yeah.
Chocolate spread butter, peanut butter, yeah, whatever you want, all this. I'm going to ruin. Yeah? Is that a problem to spread butter? Here in the Ramah is raised in Ramah's Shin Chavalov. Mutter lahach lecho oichel b'shabbos. A person allowed to smooth out food on Shabbos, but lo habazem shomachik. It's not called mamachik. Says the Ramah, the ev hoil the ev shalecho below there. Since you could eat the food without this. I don't know what that means though, we'll come back into a minute, Brother Shem. Mikol Mokharim, says the Ramah, Hamachme Tovel Abrocha. He who is strict in this matter is Tovel Abrocha. Don't go out yet. He who is strict on this matter is Tovel Abrocha. So from the Ramah, it looks like that spreading something out is Me'ikah HaDin Mutter. Which the Mishnah Berurah explains why. The Mishnah Berurah says, why is it Mutter? But the Mishnah Ramah actually says, the reason why it's Mutter is Hoyo Ve'ef Shalecho Beloizeh. You could really eat it without something. Peanut butter is usable as it is. I mean, of course you don't want to eat the peanut butter straight as it is, but it's usable as it is. Hoyo Ve'ef Beloizeh. Okay, Lab Midi Ka'ovid. It's not considered doing a major action here. Horn, the Mishnah Berurah says, I don't know what this means. Hoyo Ve'ef Shalecho without smoothing out, then it's Taka Osa. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Also, the Yeshiva Ochim Rabon, where's going? He had been the Yeshiva Machik Rabon. Right, so it says, Mishra, what's tight over here? That this Mamachik is a very shvacha Mamachik, because you're not really doing anything. Normal Mamachik is you're improving, it's happening. What's the cream? The cream is useless as a lump. You can't do anything with it. It has to be spread over your hand in order to work. Food, the peanut butter is perfect as it is. There's nothing wrong with that at all. It's perfect. And therefore, there's nothing wrong with spreading it on Shabbos HaChidosh. We hold, Me'ikad Din, Ein Memareach Ba'ichlin. But, says the Bi'alocha, explains over here, and the Bi'alocha says that there's a difference. If a person takes a food and he spreads it, not because he's doing anything beneficial, but he wants the food to go everywhere. Someone's got peanut butter. So he takes a piece of bread, or butter. He wants to spread his piece of bread with peanut butter and butter. He's not interested in smoothing out anything, really. What he's interested in doing is to spread the peanut butter on every part of the bread. He's not, main kavana is not to make the peanut butter look nice on the bread. That's not his kavana. His kavana is to disperse the peanut butter everywhere equally. He's got no kavana to make the nice surface on the bread. If you ask him, does your bread look nice with the peanut butter smeared over? He says, I'll tell you, sure, I don't really care. It doesn't bother me the least. I want to eat my peanut butter. I'm not interested in how it looks nice and smooth. My kavana is just a hechatimsa to spread the peanut butter on the bread that everybody gets covered. Says the Bialo over here. The whole chum of this tovel of bracha, says the Bialocha, is only when he's smoothing out to make it look nice. If a person is smoothing out food on food, just for the purpose of eating, then there's no problem. There's no tovel of bracha. There's no issa whatsoever. Mamachik.
But the original
Bakidish,
he wants to look
nice. Oh, come. So let's think about it. Very good. Quite right. Come, yeah. Very good. Good point. Let's come to that one. So the marshal, let's say it's a normal piece of bread, but a person wants to put a spread on it. There's not interested at all. Says the Bialocha. Bishad of Amachal ein lahach meklal. Who came? Mashiach Avram. He carries the next one as well. Mashiach Avram. He brings over here the Acha Shem Bitchil Yeshu Amachal Ba'ochim Rabban. And Kosher Shul the Mutzim Reuch Atapuchim Voshesh. You're allowed to spread it out. Kivin she'ena oisa elkanei the seam. The whole, if you're doing it just to spread the item that it covers every part, but you're not got kavona at all to make it nice and smooth, then there's no problem whatsoever. So where is there a case that a person wants to make it look smooth? You're right, I'll come to your case in a minute, but someone's got a cake and he wants to cream it. He wants to make a nice cream cake, he wants to spread the cream. So he takes the cream and he spreads it over the cake. Now there, he is interested in making a nice surface. He wants the cream to be even on the cake. That is problematic. Because there, his kavana is not just to spread it everywhere and make sure it tastes out. There, he wants it to look nice. He's interested in the surface, the bottom line there. He wants is that the whole area looks nice. That is the problem. That is hamachma tovel abrocha. In that case, there is hamachma tovel abrocha. So, that, okay, so now you're asking a bridge roll, Moshe. I'm not even sure if the bridge roll is 100% right, because when a person makes a simcha, are the caterers interested that their egg looks mummy smooth on the end? Yes. Are you sure?
Presentation plays a big part.
No, it's a very good point now. If that's like a true.
Really?
You say you look at the bridge roll, how do you look?
Yeah.
You have to know, if that's taka the raw, if that's taka kiddush, then if that's taka what your kavana is, that means.
Yeah.
Sorry?
No. Kavana is, it should look nice. That's what it does.
Yeah.
Presentation.
I'm saying, no, you put egg on a bread, egg on a bread. What's the kiddush? Yeah. You ate at home and egg on a bread.
Yeah, it's
a
side
you need to
look at it.
It's
soft. So if it's done nicely, smooth out, that it looks nice, then that could be a top of the broch, then in such a case, not to do such a thing. That's tovel abrocha. In that case, there could be a tovel abrocha not to smooth out in that way.
Sorry, who says tovel abrocha?
Ramah says, that's a steal in the Ramah. Looks funny in the Ramah. The Ramah starts off like this. To smooth out the food on Shabbos is not a problem, machik. You can eat it without it. The food is not really much of a gain by spreading it out, because you can eat it anyway. What's going on? It seems to be a steal in that way. In one place, there's no problem. In another place, there is a problem. So the Bialocha, that if he's doing it just for the purpose of spreading the food on the bread, that it gets covered everywhere. He's not even making the bread look nice. That's not his kavona. He just wants to have peanut butter over his sandwich. He doesn't want to have peanut butter on the first part of the sandwich and the rest is completely empty. It doesn't taste nice. So he wants to have the peanut butter spread everywhere, that it's a nice taste everywhere on the bread. That is mutter. There's no point, there's no injury machler. Where a person is spreading it and he wants the item to look nice, the moshla cream cake, person is, or icing sugar, or a cup of icing sugar in a minute. Person wants to, what do you call it? He wants to spread cream on the cake. That it looks nice, a nice layer of cream on the cake. It looks nice and presentable. That is tovel abrocha not to do. Icing is also the same side. On Shabbos, really, icing is very hard to make on Shabbos, but they're better, because it involves the problem of losh. When you make icing sugar, things bind together, it's a problem of losh. It's not very practical. Could be on Yom Tov, it could be a problem. Mamachi is not allowed to tackle on Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov, it could be a problem to make icing, to make losh is mutter on Yom Tov. So you can make icing sugar on Yom Tov. But then to put that on your cake, to decorate it on your cake, to smear it on and make sure it's a nice, smooth surface on your cake, that could be a problem on Mamachi, Taka. But I'm just trying to think, where else could it be a problem? Like, where else do you do to smooth out to make it look nice? Now you have to know, Namosh, a person, a woman serves egg, a lump of egg, she takes out a scoop of egg, and she pats it around the sides to make it look a nice ball. That could also be problematic there. There she's doing it to make it look. If the person takes a normal scoop, what?
Really, I think it's just that take of the edges.
But that's smoothing out, friend. That is mummy smoothing out. I mean, she doesn't want bits jutting out. She wants a nice, clean surface. So she pushes, pats down here, pats over there, makes it nice and smooth. That could be a problem. You're doing it in order to make it look presentable. Well, even though it's food, but you're doing it, that's got a nice look. Like you say, it's presentation. When you come in, it looks nicely packed there. A normal scoop that you take out, you've got an egg, and you take a scoop out of egg or ice cream. You take a scoop out of ice cream, you put it down. That's not a mummy. First of all, you're not smoothing anything up. You're not doing any action. You're not doing anything at all. You're just taking it. It's a normal cut. Every time you cut a piece of cake that way, when you cut a piece of cake into a nice cube, you really smooth the sides. You've got now nice, all the sides are smooth. But you've not done an action of a machik. You haven't done an action of smooth patting. That's not called a machik. That's mutter to do. When a person actually pats something around the side to make it look presentable, that could be a problem of a machik, even by oichim. So generally speaking, oichim, you've not got a problem. It's only in cases, I say cream is a classic example. Cream on top of a cake, where a person covers the cake in cream and he wants every bit to be covered nicely, that could be that's an issue. Whipping cream is the mice anyway problematic to use on the Shabbos. We spoke about this when we did the Hilchos Dosh, is because the problem is that the whipping cream in the aerosol can is, as you shake it around, you can hear a liquid inside. And when it comes out, it comes out as a solid. I don't know how long it lasts, but it doesn't last very long. It comes out for a solid, lasts for a bit of time. It stays as a solid for a bit of time, a few minutes. So the mice, you change from a liquid to a solid on Shabbos, which is a problem of moilid, which should not be done on Shabbos. So the actual whipping cream itself, to you, the actual cream from an aerosol can should be used. But let's say someone's got cream in the fridge, and he wants to make his cake on Shabbos, smear it on in a nice way, that lechoira should be avoided. But anything else, like tuna and egg on a normal sandwich, normally the normal run-of-the-mill is that you're not interested in making it very presentable, and therefore you just want to spread it on to make it evenly distributed. That's mutter. If you're right with a caterer, that the caterer who spreads his bridge roll, he does it with tachlis, that the bridge roll looks very nice, it's nice and elegant, that the egg is there, then yes, lodl, it could be tachlis, that's a problem tachlis in that case. But generally speaking, at home, all these things, tuna, any spread you put on your bread, whatever you're doing, the mice, that's not problematic, pashas, because they are not machaven at all to make it look nice. All you're machaven for is all you're machaven for there is just to make it that it spreads over everywhere. And I say, scraping out ice cream with all these scoops is no problem of machik at all. It's not a problem of machik because you're not doing an action of machik, you're just doing one action which pulls out a nice ball. It's not a meaningful shape. It would be a very fancy shape, it could be a shadow of kosev. But a normal ball is just a poshna shape, which is no problem at all, and therefore that is taka mutter to do on Shabbos, and there's no problem at all. And also we spoke out yesterday, I just saw Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos says that when you squeeze out a tube and it comes out a nice elegant line of paste, that's not a machik at all. A machik is an action you want to make something which was uneven, even. So that tube, that the line of string that comes out, or cream that comes out of a tube, that's not a machik itself. The actual coming out of the tube is not a machik. Okay, everybody, so let's stop there. Yeah.